That team behind the government's cloud cybersecurity standards is hitting the gas to speed up and simplify that authorization process, and a new dashboard to promote transparency and a template that serves as a sort of pre-audit. They're all coming to FedRAMP. We get more now from Federal News Radio's Meredith Summers. And Meredith, FedRAMP is always being tweaked and added to and hoped for. What is new going on now?
The Federal Risk Authorization Management Program, it's designed to make it easier for both government and industry to navigate the authorization process.
That's what they've been telling us for 5 years.
FedRAMP gives the stamp of approval to agencies who want to work with government to provide cloud cybersecurity frameworks. And there's a long process for this authorization. And in some cases, though not all, it can take years to get this done. The current wait time is 6 to 12 months. In March, FedRAMP Accelerated launched with the goal of cutting that down to 3 to 6 months. And this dashboard and pre-audit build on this accelerated version. The dashboard is launching in the next 2 weeks. And I spoke with FedRAMP Director Matt Goodrich about this back in May, and he had said the dashboard would be out at the end of the year. So I talked with him this week at a Cloud Summit event, and he said that they got so ahead of schedule because of a contract.
We did a contract through the Agile BPA with 18F, so awarded that, and it was a 60-day contract. So got it done. It's all open source. It's going to have all the data is going to be up through data.gov. So it's going to be really, I think it's going to be a really great tool for us to be able to have a lot more transparency into which providers are being used, how to compare them, how to compare sort of use across agencies, and also to be able to see which agencies are using FedRAMP greater than others or some not at all.
Along with that dashboard that Matt Goodrich talked about, the FedRAMP team also just released a readiness assessment report template that Goodrich says is the key part of the program's accelerated version.
So, I mean, this is definitely the most fundamental part of FedRAMP Accelerated to make sure that it works, because we need to have confidence that people have the right capabilities in place. And so this is definitely the thing that's going to make Accelerated work and what's proving to work with the vendors we're currently piloting it with. And so we're excited to see that it's out there, and now that vendors can start to use this as a pre-assessment for their own internal use to make sure they're ready, but also so that we can make sure that when they want to come and work with us, that we can make sure they're ready as well.
So that's FedRAMP Director Matt Goodrich, and we are speaking with Federal News Radio's Meredith Summers about the FedRAMP authorization process, the latest developments in it. And by the way, later this hour, we have an interview that includes David Bray, the CIO of the Federal Communications Commission, who says if FedRAMP gets in the way at his agency, they sort of don't bother with it because I guess they're not a CFO Act agency and they can do those kinds of things. And so tell us more, Meredith, about how this new assessment template works.
Vendors who are interested in getting approved can go to the FedRAMP site and download the template. And the template includes fill-ins for everything from authentication to incident response to risk management and disaster recovery. And that might sound like a lot because there's so many other things, but Goodrich says this saves time and effort for both the vendors and government.
You know, it's really intended for us to, for vendors to be able to understand if they are ready for FedRAMP. So they can actually go through a pre-audit, if you will, and understand if they actually have the capabilities in place before going through a full-blown assessment. And so it should be much faster and much cheaper for them to just understand if their capabilities are there. For the government, it's going to allow us to also know if we're going to work with a vendor who has all the capabilities in place. So when we actually enter into the process, we actually know that there's a high likelihood of success. We can actually know it'll happen in a short amount of time, and we can work with them. It's also important because we are looking at capabilities rather than documentation. So instead of having to have a vendor spend an inordinate amount of time documenting what they do, we can just have someone actually go out and validate that it's there and give us a short report.
And Meredith, did Matt Goodrich say how they actually created this template?
Back in March, they started asking industry, hey, what do you want to see? What can we do a little bit differently? And so industry said, we'd like to use more plain language. And FedRAMP responded with, okay, but we're also going to require a discovery scan. And everybody wanted to cut down on paperwork.
I mean, industry was definitely saying we are writing down too much stuff and it's not actually providing any value to you. We were saying the same thing. We're getting a bunch of documentation, but we're still not getting the point of what we're looking for. So while that documentation will still be an end product of the overall process, instead of making the documentation the process, we're making that a sort of an output of the process rather than making that what actually makes you go through the process.
That paperwork will still factor into the overarching authorization. This template doesn't just fast track you done and you're through and authorized. But it's designed to help vendors realize early on if they're ready for this lengthy process. Here's Goodrich again.
part of that assessment is going to actually go through their documentation, and it'll highlight if there are deficiencies in their documentation. So then part of the overall authorization, we would know they need to update their documentation. We can help them with that, but that wouldn't be seen as they don't have something in place because they didn't document it well. And that's what the old process did, was we believe they didn't have something that was in place because it wasn't documented, when that simply wasn't the case. We want to make sure we understand what's in place and then help to make sure the documentation matches that.
Well, there's always paperwork. I guess that's the fancy word is documentation. Meredith, did you get the sense that this is all designed to speed up getting vendors through the process so that they can get into the market, so that there's greater choice for agencies in cloud providers?
Absolutely. I mean, the fact that the current wait time is up to a year, everybody, whether it's government who wants to give out the authorizations or the vendors who just want to get started with business, everybody wants this to be a much faster process.
Well, let's wish them luck on that one. Federal News Radio's Meredith Summers, thanks for the update.
Thanks, Tom.
You can share this interview with colleagues. Go to federalnewsradio.com/federaldrive and click share with friends.